From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey, reporting. The Pope's historic visit to the United States. Pope Francis is in his final day of his visit to the U.S. Later today, he'll celebrate a Mass in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where as many as 2 million people are expected to attend. On Saturday, he addressed a crowd of tens of thousands outside Philadelphia's Independence Hall, calling for people of all religions to stand up for their freedoms.
En un mundo en el que diversas formas de tiranía moderna tratan de suprimir la libertad religiosa.
He said it is a world where modern tyranny seeks to suppress religious freedom and use religion as a pretext for hatred and brutality. France says it has launched its first airstrikes against the Islamic State militants in Syria. A statement from the office of French President François Hollande said the strikes were conducted early today and were coordinated with France's regional partners. Earlier this month, France had begun reconnaissance flights over Syria. President Hollande's statement said information about the targets of today's strikes was gathered from that surveillance. Until today, France had only taken part in airstrikes against the jihadists in neighboring Iraq. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan said today hundreds of Islamic State militants staged a coordinated pre-dawn attack against key security outposts in a remote border region. The hostilities come after months of reports that the extremist outfit is gaining influence in Afghanistan. It confirmed this would be the first major offensive IS has undertaken against Afghan national forces. This is VOA News. Iran is demanding that Saudi Arabia apologize for the crush outside the holy city of Mecca that killed 769 people during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Ayatollah Amin Ali Khamenei said today in a statement on his website, the Saudis should accept the responsibility and apologize to the Muslims and the victims' families. This issue will not be forgotten, and the nations will pursue it seriously. The Islamic world has a lot of questions. The yearly event ended without further incident on Saturday. Saudi Health Minister Khalid Al-Fali said Saturday that 934 were injured Thursday in the crush at Mina. Iranians comprise the largest group of deaths identified so far at 136. Iranian state TV says a former ambassador to Lebanon is among the more than 300 Iranians still missing. In the aftermath of the failed coup in Burkina Faso, questions are being raised on how to get the electoral process on track. The vote, initially scheduled for October 11th, contributed to the political turmoil. Emily Eob has details.
The streets of Burkina Faso's capital city, Ouagadougou, are busy again as people try to move on from the events of September 16th, which paralyzed all economic activity for a week. The transitional government, led by interim president Michel Kafando, met Friday, 2 days after he announced he was back in charge. The decision was made to dissolve the presidential guard, the RSP, the elite unit which was behind the failed coup. The RSP has said it wanted inclusive elections and a reversal of a decree taken by transitional authorities a week earlier that barred some former members of ex-president Blaise Compaoré's government from running. The transitional government also agreed to investigate the failed coup, which killed 11 people, while dismissing the putschist call for an amnesty. The election, initially set for October 11th, is likely to be delayed. Emily Yop from Ouagadougou.
Palestinians and Israeli police clashed today in Jerusalem at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, a religious site revered by both Muslims and Jews. There is no indication anyone was seriously hurt. Violence at the site has escalated recently because Muslims are upset by non-Muslim visitors and a push to allow Jewish prayer in the compound outside Al-Aqsa. Under current strictures on the site, Jews can visit it but not pray there for fear it would create friction with Muslim worshippers. Jews revere the site as the Temple Mount and regard it as their holiest site. Muslims consider it their third holiest site. Chinese President Xi Jinping says his country will donate $2 billion to a global assistance fund to help poor countries' development. During a speech to the Sustainable Development Summit at the United Nations, she promised to continue investments. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.